One of the common questions I've been asked is, where do we get Christmas Day from? And the common perception is that Christians celebrate Christmas Day because it is the day in which Jesus was born. Well, historically, we find that the first 4 centuries, during the first 4 centuries, there's no record or reference to any Christians celebrating December the 25th as the day which Jesus was born. In fact, researchers have come to the conclusion, based on the Gospel of Luke chapter 4, which states that that Jesus was born during the time when the shepherds tended their sheep. And researchers have concluded that the shepherds in Bethlehem would never be tending their sheep in midwinter, during the winter solstice, which is December the 21st, because this is a time when it's freezing cold. And therefore, Jesus could have possibly been born between spring and early autumn. And this is the time when the shepherds would tend to their sheep. But the question then arises as to where could Christians have adopted this day as the day of their celebration for the birth of Jesus? And the answer to this lies even before the time of Jesus, where we find that the celebration called Saturnalia, which was the celebration of the sun god known as Mithra by pagans, was December the 25th. And we find that the pagans, even during the time of Jesus and before his time, would celebrate December the 25th as the celebration of the birth of the sun god. And this is because during the winter solstice, it is a period when the sun is, and the day is at its shortest, and the sun is at its weakest. And it is that period when the sun begins to develop sort of strength, and the sun begins to become stronger, as they would perceive of it, and the day would become longer. And therefore, this is where the pagans would do, this is why the pagans would celebrate the birth of the sun on December the 25th. And therefore, when pagans became Christian, it is this celebration that influenced the faith of Christianity. But the only thing that pagans brought with it was their belief system. And we find that Christianity has now become infiltrated by a celebration of a deity which Christians would rather deem as false, and that is the sun. And so we have it quite ironic that Christians who would want to rather follow the teachings of Jesus, which is the belief, the fundamental belief that God is one and unique and is the creator of the heavens and the earth, would rather now celebrate the birth or utilize or adopt a celebration of a deity which is false. And so we have it that Christianity has been infiltrated by paganism. And so this is what shows us the significance of Christmas Day. The significance of Christmas Day is what, in fact, illustrates what Christianity has become today, and how far, in fact, it has drifted from the teaching of Jesus, peace be upon him, who said in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, verse 29, that the first commandment is worship the Lord your God. There is only one God. Shema Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. And the fact that the whole of Christianity appears to be celebrating a day which is a pagan celebration and celebrates the birth of a deity which is not the creator, because God cannot be born, is in fact a very mockery of the teachings of Jesus, peace be upon him. And this is just the beginning. When one looks at the entire belief system of Christian theology, and one studies the doctrine of the Trinity, one cannot help but be baffled in coming to terms with how far away has Christianity drifted from the core message and teaching of Jesus, peace be upon him. And this is illustrated quite emphatically in the fact that Christians have now began to call Jesus himself God. And notice the similarity between the birth of a sun god, that is the sun during the winter solstice, and the birth of the Son of God, that is the birth of Jesus, who is now become a deity in Christianity. He has now evolved, Jesus has now evolved to the status of God. Now, again, one has to look back at the Bible and look back at the words that are attributed to Jesus in the Bible, which we find him saying himself in the Gospel of Luke chapter 18, verse 18, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone." Yet the man who repudiated the attribute of good and didn't want to be called good is now made into a deity and referred to as God. So much has paganism influenced Christianity. May Almighty God, Allah Almighty, guide humanity to the clear truth of Islam, which is in fact what Jesus taught. The meaning of Islam is submission, and this is exactly and precisely what Jesus preached in the Gospel of John chapter 5 verse 30, where he said, "I can by myself do nothing. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my will, but the one who sent me." Clearly, Jesus is submitting himself to God Almighty and is not claiming to be deity. He's not claiming to be God. And so this is not to detract from the fact that we should get together, we should have joyful occasions, and we should, and what some would call Christmas spirit, which is a spirit of joining together and showing love for one another. However, to do so by celebrating the very day that marked the birth of a pagan god is in many ways reflective of the actual teachings of Christianity as a whole, and does show us and does at least make us want to question, where do we get our celebrations from, and what historical lessons can we learn from them. It's not to suggest that we shouldn't enjoy getting together and celebrating with one another, but at least to acknowledge where we have adopted this from and understand and assess and question whether our belief system is based on the actual genuine teachings of God's prophets and God's messengers. May Almighty God guide us all to the truth. Thank you all.